More broadly, in triple-negative breast cancer, we have been struck of late by the so-called CREATE-X trial, which offered capecitabine therapy to women who had residual disease, and perhaps to everybody's surprise, actually showed a substantial survival benefit in triple-negative cancer. There are many studies on the books and getting underway now looking at platinating agents or some of the newer immunotherapy drugs in that same group of tumors that are resistant to upfront chemotherapy. So I think you're going to see more and more trials, and they have two related designs. We sort of put a JCO article on this together about a year ago. So there's two schema. You take a group of patients and you give them some therapy up front. If they have a fantastic response, you randomize them to ongoing completion of regular treatment versus just calling it quits. And then you take the other group who has residual disease and you either offer them standard care, which would be nothing further, or you offer something novel or different.
This is in triple negative?
Those are sort of a broad scheme that could apply to any disease setting. In the HER2 population, you know, there's been interest in trying to see, can you figure out who needs as little as possible? So who needs, let's just say, paclitaxel plus trastuzumab with or without pertuzumab up front? Let's say you get 12 weeks of that. If you have a complete response, do you need anything else? Those are some very interesting questions. I don't know if it's going to be feasible to answer that in real time anytime soon.